The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 41, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 3, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: O Lord of the Universe, Soul of the Universe, O Personality of the Form of the Universe, please, therefore, sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis.
Pandava and Vrishni dynasty. Kunti belongs to both families. She is the daughter of the Vrishni family and the wife and mother of the Pandava family. So, generally, a woman has got affection both for the father's family and husband's family. So she is asking Krishna that, I am a woman, generally I am attached to my family. So kindly cut off my this attachment so that thoroughly I can be attached unto you. This is the purpose. Because without you, either my this family or that family, opulence and everything, that is all zero. So falsely I am attached to these families. My business is to be attached unto you. This is bhakti. Bhakti means to be free from the attachment of this material world and to become attached to Krishna. Because you have to attach to something. You cannot become unattached. That is not possible. So, in order to become attached to Krishna or to enter into the devotional service of the Lord, one has to become detached from this material affection. That is what. Ordinarily, they go to Krishna for maintaining the attachment with this material world. Just like, oh God, give us our daily bread. That means I've got attachment of this material world, and to live in this material world, I must have supplies of material things so that I can maintain my status quo. This is called material attachment. People go to God for securing the material position. That is, one sense it is good, but that is not wanted. To become free from material attachment, that is required. Not that I worship God to increase my opulence in the material world. That is not wanted. So, bhakti means detachment. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. Bhakti yogam means detachment. Our suffering is due to our attachment. Because we are materially attached, I am desiring so many things materially. Therefore, Krishna is giving me opportunity to enjoy that material facility. Whatever I want, whatever I desire, of course I must deserve. First deserve, then desire. Suppose if I want to become king, so I must have past activities behind me so that I can become king. But Krishna can fulfill Whatever you want, Krishna can give you. Krishna can give you mukti, liberation. The Mayavad is mukti. But he does not give very easily bhakti, that he does not give. Krishna can give you all material gifts, even up to mukti, if you want. But when he gives bhakti, oh, that is special consideration. Because when he gives somebody bhakti, he becomes purchased by the bhakta. So therefore he considers, become, Krishna become a tool in the hands of bhakta. Although he is so, the supreme powerful, just like Radharani, the symbol of the topmost bhakti, Radharani. So, she has purchased Krishna. She has purchased Krishna. She is so powerful. Therefore, Vaishnava, they take shelter of the lotus feet of Radharani. So that, if she recommends, oh, here is a nice devotee, Krishna has to accept. So to become a devotee of the Lord, we have to be completely cleansed of all material attachment. That is the qualification. Vairag. That is, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wrote 100 verses praising Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he became a student of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, out of that, one or two verses are mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. One of them is, this is the statement, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikhartameka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kipam Budhijas Tamahang Prapadde. Sarva Bhattacharya is offering his prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has now assumed the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikhartam. Just to teach people how to become a pure devotee of Krishna. Pure devotee of Krishna. So, Vairagya Vidya, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was only 24 years old. His lovable wife, beautiful wife, serving mother, so affectionate mother, but he gave up everything, took sannyas. So much honor, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was grihastha, he was so much honored that by only direction of his finger, lakhs of people would immediately join him. As he started the civil disobedience movement against Kaji. So his position was very respectable in Nadia. Young man, beautiful, his body, nobody can compare with his beautiful body. Young wife, faithful wife, beautiful wife, mother, affectionate, position, everything. But he gave up everything. Vairagya. This is called Vairagya, renouncement. If somebody has nothing to possess, if he says, I have renounced everything, what is the meaning of renounce? If you have something, then you renounce, then there is meaning. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's renouncement is unique. Nobody can give up such happy home, his honor, his position, His affection from mother, wife, friends, students, everywhere. Advaita Prabhu, although he was, his father says, he was honoring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, still, he gave up everything. Why? Just to teach us. Apani Achari Prabhu Jivere Sikha. He is teaching the whole world how one has to become detached. That is his personal teaching. How one can become devotee of Krishna. His personal teaching. That was detected by Rupa Goswami. Therefore, when he first saw Chaitanya, not first, second time, after resigning his post as minister, when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, so he offered his obeisances, falling back. Namo Mahamadanaya. He first addressed, most magnanimous, Namo Mahamadanaya. Krishna Prema Pradayati. Oh, you are distributing love of Krishna. Krishna Prema Pradayati. Love of Krishna is not very easy thing. By love you can purchase Krishna. So, love of Krishna is not an easy thing obtainable, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed this love of Krishna to anyone, to everyone, even to Jagai Madai. So Narottamdas Thakur, therefore, has sung in his song, Papi tapi jato chilo hori name uddharilo tara shakti Jagai Madai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so magnanimous that he delivered all kinds of sinful men. Jatochil. And simply allowing them to chant Hare Krishna mantra, deliver. Tar shakti jagai anumada. Now, at that time, there was two jagai madhais. But at the present moment, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his process of teaching, how many jagai madhais are being delivered? So it is possible. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased, then he can give Krishna prema, love of Krishna to anyone. Doesn't matter what is his qualification. He gives. If a person who is giving in charity, he can select any man. You take. But that is power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, Krishna prema, to understand Krishna is very, very difficult job. Manushyanam sahasri sukasti jadati siddhaya. Out of many millions of people, they are trying to make life successful. Nobody knows. They are simply working like animals. They do not know how to make the human life successful. The human life is successful when he understands Krishna. Otherwise, he remains an animal. That's all. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, one who does not know what is Krishna, he is no better than animal. He is animal. So this is going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this concession to the fallen souls of this age, that you simply chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you'll be delivered. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Braje. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special concession. Otherwise, a devotee, Kunti, is not ordinary devotee. She has become one of the relatives of Krishna, and Krishna has come to offer respect. So, Kunti is not an ordinary devotee. Still, she says that Krishna Kindly help me to become detached from this family attachment. I am attached to two families, my father's family and my husband's family, Bisnishu and Pandavishu. So the purpose is that one has to become detached from this so-called society, friendship, love. This will entangle us. One has to become free from this attachment. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. So long I shall think that I belong to this family, I belong to this nation, I belong to this religion, I belong to this scholar, I belong to so many things you have created, there is no possibility of becoming Krishna conscious. No. So long I shall think I am American, I am Indian, I am an African, then we are attached. So long I am thinking that I belong to this family, that family, then I am attached. So long I am thinking I am father of this, mother of this, husband of this, wife of this, that is attachment. So we have, these are designations, because I am spirit soul. All these attachments, they belong to the body. But I am not this body. That is the essence of understanding. If I am not this body, then I am whose father? If I am not this body, then I am whose mother? The supreme father, mother is Krishna. We are simply playing the part of father, mother, sister, this, that. Then on the stage, the maya, the material nature, is causing to dance like this, that you are father of this, you are mother of this, you are member of this family, member of this nation. This is our dancing, monkey's dancing. Yes. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankar bimuratma karta ham iti mannate. In the Bhagavad Gita it says, prakriti, the nature, because that living entity has associated with this certain quality of nature, the nature is making him dance in that quality. I am thinking, I am this, I am that, I am that, I am that. This is the basic principle of understanding. One should know that is freedom. That I do not belong to anything of this bodily connection. Because to conceive in the bodily concept of life, saiva gokhara, yashyata buddhi kunapiti dhatu, I am not this. This is most essential education. Unfortunately, the so-called scientists are making more and more attached to this body. How much misleading they are. Therefore I am speaking to our scientist friend that now it is the time for making propaganda amongst the so-called scientists, philosophers, leaders, politicians, because they are misleading the whole people of the world under the bodily concept of life. They are fighting. So the opportunity of becoming Krishna conscious, this is the human life, they are checking that, stopping that. Greatest enemy of the human civilization, these rascals. These rascals who is checking Krishna consciousness or God consciousness and alluring them in different concept of life by designation, they are the greatest enemy of the human society. They are checking the progress of human life. If we accept evolutionary theory, by evolution we have come to, actually we have come from aquatics to plants and trees and then insects and beasts, birds. In this way we have come to this human form of life. Now what is next evolution? That they do not know. Next evolution is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. You read carefully. What is that evolution? Janti deva vrata deva. Now the next evolution is, if you want to go to the higher planetary system, you can go. They cannot know, they do not know what are these higher planetary systems. They see every night there are so many planets, stars. But from the Shastra we can understand that the higher planetary system means the material comforts available there many, many times more than in this planet. You live in this planet almost for 100 years. But in the higher planetary system, you can live, which you cannot calculate, just like Brahma's life, stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga parjantam arahajat brahmano vidhu. Brahma, 12 hours even, you cannot calculate your mathematical figures. But one has to die. Nobody can live permanently within this, even if you have got a long duration of life. So these facilities you can get in higher planetary system, if you prepare yourself. Janti deva vrata devan, pitri janti priti vrataha. Similarly, you can go to the pitri lokas. You can meet there your forefathers, if they are, of course, eligible. And bhute jant, if you want, you can remain here. And madhyajinopi jantimam. And if you become a devotee of me, then you can come to me. This is the position. If you like, you can go to hell. You can go to the heaven. You can go to back to home, back to garden. This is your position. Therefore, intelligent person should think over that if I have to prepare for my next life, why not prepare for going back to home, back to Godhead? This is intelligence. If I have to work to go to the higher planetary system or lower planetary system, because this body will be finished, next body I will have to accept. So, what kind of body I shall accept? That is stated in the Shastras. Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattvasva. Read Bhagavad Gita. These things are there. Those who are in the modes of goodness. Goodness means avoiding these four principles of sinful life. Even if you do not become a pure devotee of the Lord, if you follow the principles, the regulative principles, then you remain in goodness. And if you remain in goodness, then your next life is in the higher planetary system, even not going back to home back. You'll get that opportunity. So, everything is there. We have to utilize our intelligence. Then this life is meant for that. But if we waste our life, misuse this opportunity of human life just to live like the cats and dog, ahara nidra, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, then you are spoiling. And these rascals, they do not know. They do not believe that there is next life. As I have told you many times, that Professor Kotovsky in Russia, he said, Swamiji, after this body is finished, everything is finished. He's a big professor. He's saying like that. Our scientists also, they have no knowledge. Still they are passing as scientists, philosophers and misleading persons. This is our greatest grief. Therefore I am requesting you all, just make a plan to face these rascals and defeat them. They are misleading the whole human society. Now the Krishna consciousness movement should take this turn. They may not think that these boys and girls and so-called Krishna, they are sentimentalists, chanting and dancing. That is, of course, the ultimate goal. But they do not understand They think that we are simply sentimental. We are the greatest scientist. We are the greatest philosopher. We are the greatest humanitarian. They should know that. He's standing there. So, Krishna has got two businesses. Paritranam sadhunam vinashayacha duskitam. Two businesses. He is giving protection to the sadhus, to the devotees. Just like Krishna is giving protection to the Pandavas, to the Bhishnis, because they are devotees. And similarly, he is killing Kansa, Agasur, Bagasur. I think his killing business was a major business than protection. From the life of Krishna, you see in the Krishna book. So if you can take any statistics, how much time he devoted for killing and how much time he devoted for protecting, we shall see he devoted more time for killing. So that is also Krishna's business. So those who are Krishna conscious, killing we don't mean that you take weapon. That is not possible in this. Neither you have got the strength. If you kill, then you will be killed also. Not that. But there are two kinds of victory. By logic, by reason, by education, you can kill their demonic propensities. That is also killing. If one is demon, and if you can turn into a devotee by your logic, by your arguments, then that is also, he is killed. His demonic principle is killed. Now he is a saintly person. That is also killing. Not that. Kali Yuga, they are already very poverty-stricken, poor. So this physical killing is too much for them. They should be killed by argument, reason, scientific proposition. This should be one of the propaganda of Krishna consciousness movement. Because these people, the so-called scientists and philosophers, is misleading. Misleading in this sense that they have no information that everything is coming out from life. They are proposing that everything is coming from matter. Their basic principle, the original cause, they had find out some material adjustment. The other day, our, in the California University, one big man came. He's proposing same thing. So our, Sarup Damodar proposed that if we supply you all the ingredients, can you produce life? He said, I do not know. You see? He, in the category of, I do not know, and he is still a professor, he is a scientist. How he can be scientist if he do not know? If he, in the list of I do not know, how he can be teacher? This is cheating. A teacher can be in the list of teacher if he does know. Yes, I know. That is teacher. If he says I do not know, then what kind of teacher is? He is a rascal. Cheater. One must teach on the seat of a teacher if he knows things as they are. So that is gone. One does not know things as they are, still they have become teacher. That is the defect of the modern civilization. Here, Kunti is addressing Krishna. Vishesha. Vishya means the universe. Isha means the Lord, the controller. So Vishesha, he is controlling. He is controlling. So nicely, the universal affairs are going on. The sun is rising just in due time. Everything is going on nicely. There is no mismanagement. Everyone can understand the season are changing. The seasonal fruits and flowers, they are coming out. Everything is going nicely. But how things are going nicely if there is no controller? But they have no common sense. If we see any establishment very nicely going on, we immediately understand the manager or the director or the controller of this institution is very nice. Similarly, if we see things of this universal affairs are going on very nicely, then we must know that there is a good controller. Who is that controller? That controller is Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyati sacharacharam. Therefore his address, Vishesha, the controller of the universe. So a devotee should know what is Krishna. They picture simply Krishna as if simply embracing Radharani, that's all. That is also very, in a obnoxious way. The dealings of Radha and Krishna as ordinary boys and girls dealing. And they don't understand that such pictures should be avoided. Krishna is the controller. Let there be one picture how Krishna is controlling the whole universe. That picture only. Not these cheap pictures, imitating our rubbish behavior with boys and girls. These pictures we do not want. We want picture how Krishna is controller, how he is controlling the universal affair, Vishesha. Vishesha Vishyatman. Atman. The living force must be there. Unless there is living force within this body, as this body cannot move, cannot walk nicely, similarly, within this universe, cosmic manifestation, there is the living force, Vishnu, Hirodaksai Vishnu, or Paramatma, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesya Arjuna Tishtati. Therefore, is Vishyatman. We should know that. How these world is moving, how this universe is acting. And these rascals, they do not know. They should learn from this Bhagavad. Vishyatman Vishesha. Vishyamurti. And his manifestation, universal form. Just like Krishna's exhibited before Arjuna. Arjuna wanted to see his universal form. And Krishna immediately showed him. So this Vishyatman, Vishesha, these are Krishna's opulence, Vibhuti. But in his original form, he is Krishna, two hands playing on the floor. That is his original. Thank you very much.